What a strange Saturday morning it's been. First, it's the bank holiday weekend in Ireland. So this is kind of like leading up to Halloween in the week. And it's bank holiday. So there was bits, you know, confusion at home about whether there was or wasn't a swimming lesson. I nearly said a singing lesson. A swimming lesson on this morning for Omani Dot. Anyway, I tried really hard to get through to the swimming pool at an early time this morning, but I subsequently discovered they don't actually answer the phone until 8:45. And since the swimming lesson was at 9:30, that wasn't much help. Eventually, we got the answer that it was on, and we went, and that all went swimmingly, so to speak. And then I had it in my head to go to Coder Dojo to see what had happened with this initiative, which had been launched locally at the start of September, in which a whole lot of young people in the local community here have a place to go to on a Saturday morning to learn about computers. And if they're under the age of 12, they come with their parents. And I wanted to go to this to see, but my daughter did not want to go. She really and truly, all she wanted to do after she came out of the swimming pool was go to Cafe Beva. So we compromised. We'd just go in, and after staying a short while, we'd leave and go for sausage sandwiches. But something weird happened, and I don't know what it is, and I know she won't say it on Audio Boo what it is that's happened, but something happened that made her want to stay. So she stopped pulling my arm and tugging my leg and saying, "Dad, come on, let's go." And I got left in Coder Dojo to do more or less what I wanted while she went looking over the shoulder of three young lads who were themselves learning about computers and chatting to each other and messing around with. One of them even had what was that funny thing? A Nintendo DS, yes. So it was a 3D, a 3D version of Nintendo, apparently. Anyway, eventually, out of there, and I thought she'd had enough chocolate biscuits because there was tea and chocolate biscuits. I don't know if there were any drinks, to be honest, but for children.
There was.
Oh, there were drinks. I don't know, maybe it was a Sprite or was it water? I don't know which. Orange juice. Okay, it was orange juice, right? So.
And.
Oh.
Blackberry juice.
Oh, orange and blackberry. Maybe that was what made the difference. Anyway, we hung out at Coder Dojo right till the end. Met a number of very interesting people and was invited to come back on another occasion to do something for the kids about social media. On the 1st of December, I think. But then we go off down to Cafe Beva. Cafe Beva is the local cafe in Glanmire, where I go a lot of the time, and John McCarthy is the owner, and they're great, great people who run that cafe, and I really love going there. But the great thing was that my daughter also liked going there. I think she actually likes going because she gets some free biscuits as well as sausage sandwich while she was there. But anyway, we hung out there for a while, and it was just so nice. I'm just thinking, what a great way to spend a Saturday morning. You know, get up, get through a difficulty, you know, get to the swimming, then get to Coder Dojo, have your faith in humanity, you know, amplified, enriched, because it is such a positive movement, the Coder Dojo movement. And, you know, the idea that, you know, the more kids who are positive about coding and computers and making virtual stuff work, you know, the better society will be, and the greater opportunity for kids like that. There are loads of kids out there doing hurling and football and tennis and riding horses and I don't know what, climbing trees, basically. That was the big thing I did when I was a kid. I used to climb trees all the time. And I met a man there this morning at Coder Dojo who told me what he used to do when he was young, before he came to know how computers were built, as he used to climb trees. So basically, it's been such a life-enhancing morning that I just want to celebrate it, really, and say I hope you've all had a wonderful morning. And I'm still puzzled. Why on earth did my daughter like Coder Dojo enough to say that she wants me to go back there next Saturday with her? I am completely and utterly perplexed.
Goodbye!
You'll have to wait for the full answer until she gives it to you herself in her own time. Goodbye.